the airwaves here. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. The number that is toll-free for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. We give ours away, so go and enjoy all the features there. In fact, you can actually control the content of the site. So you can do that by going and submitting content to it. So when I say content, I mean anything that's on the web. Maybe it's a YouTube video you enjoyed. Maybe it is a news article or a blog post. Submit it as show prep. Other listeners can then vote. You get to vote as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. And it's really important when you go to freetalklive.com to visit our upcoming stories page as well, so you can vote on the newest stuff that's on the site and hopefully help it get to the front page. So once again, freetalklive.com. Go get interactive. Ian and Mark with you here tonight as usual. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. But there's a lot in the news here, and some of it is international. Of course, last night on the program, we talked in detail about the Pussy Riot trial outcome, which I'm sure, Mark, you probably heard, 2 years,
in prison. Any word on whether Putin's going to give him some kind of pardon or something?
Nope. There's no word about that. Mm. I don't think he's going to do that.
It seems like a good idea for him to do that, sort of from an international standpoint.
You mean as far as like him getting elected again, or from an international standpoint?
From an international standpoint, I mean,
the polls showed that people in Russia wanted these women to be put away. Not that that's right. I don't think it's right, and I don't know if the poll was biased in the way that the question was asked, and it probably was. But I would say that for Putin locally, it probably is not going to do him any good to pardon them.
Hmm.
And I don't think he much cares about what the world thinks about him.
Seems like a real clamp down on free speech.
Not just in Russia, though. I think a lot of people will listen to that Russian story and they'll say to themselves, whew, sure is a good thing we live here in the good old United States. Stuff like that can't happen here. Except if you were to say that you wouldn't be paying attention to what's happening here. Because our friend Ademo on Monday was just put in a jail cell for 3 months with years of prison hanging over his head on a suspended sentence for 5 years. For the dastardly crime of recording audio of government bureaucrats while they were on duty.
Yeah. And calling as a member of the press, asking for a comment while recording. And because New Hampshire is a two-party state where both people have to be informed, and he asked for a comment. I guess asking for a comment isn't the same as saying you're being recorded. So therefore, the jury found him guilty of three felonies. And strangely, it was only misdemeanors, so, I don't understand how people can, nobody read the law. The judge didn't read the law, the prosecutor didn't read the law.
When you say it was only misdemeanors, what you mean by that is the way the law is written says that he could not have been possibly charged, at least in theory, with felonies, because the felony count means you can't be a party to the conversation.
That's correct.
If you're recording a conversation to which you are not a party, that is what is supposed to result in a felony. He was one of the two parties on the line, so therefore it should not have been a felony, and as a Garrett Ian pointed out from freeconquered.org, this case, more than anything, really shows how absolutely broken and crazy this system is. People talk about how great the justice system is here in the U.S., but it's like comparing cancers. I mean, really? The prosecutor was able to charge a man with three felony counts that do not even appear, the circumstances of which are not even possibly supposed to be felonies according to the law itself. He was able to charge him with three felonies and was able to go to trial as three felonies. The judge did not notice that they were not supposed to be three felonies, and the jury did not bother to notice that they were not supposed to be three felonies. The whole way it went from, point A to the conviction, this man was convicted of things in the law that aren't even in the law.
That's how crazy this is. I've got to say that it probably, if he had an attorney, this would have never happened.
Maybe
but
so.
That does, in America, you shouldn't be required to have an attorney.
No, and you're right. I mean, whoever it is that's charging you should be able to comprehend the law. They should be able to read the law. The judge should be reading the law,
what's
right?
What's interesting...
They don't read this stuff.
What's interesting on this particular case is somebody will say, well, you know, if he broke the law and it's a felony, then he should be charged. But as soon as they find out that, oh, no, he was mischarged and it should have been a misdemeanor, well, that's a miscarriage of justice.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of... So, I mean, you're telling me that when the legislators get together, they are all knowing beings that somehow create a just law? This law was unjust. It's unjust that he got convicted of a misdemeanor. It would have been unjust if those would have been called felonies. It's just unjust.
Absolutely. And the latest, by the way, is on this case, because we've got actually other stuff to talk about here tonight, but for our listeners that don't listen during the week, just wanted to update you. I did talk to a Damo today, a Damo from copblock.org. He's a former co-host of this show. And he told me that he has hired an attorney. He's not paying for the attorney. Thankfully, Brandon Ross from the Manchester area, I believe, is a Free State Project participant. If not, maybe he's certainly a liberty-friendly lawyer. He has stepped up to help out a Damo, and a Damo has made it clear to him, look, I don't have money to pay you. He stepped up and offered his services, I believe, just for the cost of court costs. So if folks are willing to kick in the cost of court costs, this attorney is willing to help out with this. And he was telling a Damo that he thinks he might be able to get another trial. Now, I don't know what motions you have to file to do that, or evidence you have to rely on in order to get another trial, but not an appeal, but like basically a do-over, like pointing out, this shouldn't have been a felony, and other things that were wrong with the trial, pointing those things out, and I guess crossing your fingers and hoping that you get another shot at it.
Sure, hope the best.
Or, making the point that he was not adequately represented, I believe is what Adamo had mentioned. So there may be a couple of different ways for the attorney to approach that. We will certainly keep you in the loop as that situation develops, because it's my understanding they have to file the paperwork for this, like ASAP. There's a 10-day window post-trial, so they've got basically the first few days of the week to file all whatever necessary motions will be in play. So that's the latest there. You can always go to copblock.org/freeademo. That's copblock.org/freeademo, A-D-E-M-O, to get the latest on this case. And there's lots of information there and ideas as to what you can do to help out and try to get this guy out of jail. But so the tyranny isn't happening just here in the States. It's not just happening in Russia. It's all over the world. And here's another example from the international news. BBC reporting that a man paralyzed from the neck down has lost his high court case to allow doctors to end his life without fear of prosecution. Tony Nicholson, who's 58, from Melksham, Wiltshire, communicates by blinking and has described his life as a living nightmare since his stroke in 2005. Mr. Nicholson said he would appeal against the decision. The case went further than previous challenges to the law in England and Wales on assisted suicide and murder. Another man, known only as Martin, who's 47, also lost his case to end his life with medical help. Father of two, Mr. Nicholson was left paralyzed with locked-in syndrome after a catastrophic stroke while on a business trip to Athens. He said he was devastated by the court's decision. Quote, although I didn't want to raise my hopes, it happened anyway because a fantastic amount of work went into my case, and I thought that if the court saw me as I am, utterly miserable with my life, powerless to do anything about it because of my disability, then the judges would accept my reasoning that I do not want to carry on and should be able to have a dignified death. I'm saddened that the law wants to condemn me to a life of increasing indignity and misery. Explaining the decision, Lord Justice Tolson said both cases were deeply moving. However, he added, a decision to allow their claims would have consequences far beyond the present cases. To do as Tony wants, the court would be making a major change in the law.
Right. They would be saying that people own their own lives and that they are able to do with their lives as they please. And there's no government on the planet at this point that's prepared to tell you that you're free.
Well, this judge is basically saying to these men, look, you're just going to have to suffer for the good of society.
Right.
It's bad.
No.
We just tell everybody that
for the good of the state.
Right.
Because if the state were allowed,
well, that is their society, the state society.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. So 855-453 is the number. We'll give you more on this case, and your thoughts are welcome about the right to take one's own life. You would think that if you own yourself, that this would be part and parcel. Like, you get to decide if you want to check out. 855-450-3733, but the people calling themselves the state disagree. They have an interest in keeping you around, apparently. 855-450-3733, you take control here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and download as many archives as you like. We have years worth of the show at your fingertips. You don't have to log in or jump through hoops or and listen to mandatory advertising or anything like that. It's all just right there. You just click and download. They're yours for free. In fact, if you click into our SoundCloud page, it'll take you way back, and you'll be able to easily share whichever archives you like the best. So just click the share button, and then it allows you to plug it into your Facebook page, to share it with Twitter or on your WordPress blog or wherever. There's a bunch of different options. Just go to freetalklive.com, look on the left under Listen and Share, and click SoundCloud to go to our SoundCloud page.
Antiwar.com is having its quarterly pledge drive. You can support the best in anti-intervention news and views by going to antiwar.com/donate. Antiwar.com is one of the premier voices when it comes to the news about and commentary about United States foreign policy. You can't get better information than what you get from antiwar.com. So you can go to antiwar.com/donate in order to help them with their great work.
A little bit more here from the BBC and then right into your phone calls. I just wanted to give folks a bit more information to chew on about this Right to Die case, which a man who is basically a total, he's completely immobile. He
has paralyzed from the neck down.
He has to communicate by blinking. Says that his life is a living nightmare and that he can't do anything about it because, well, he's completely paralyzed. So
right. If he were to beat people up that don't agree with him?
Right. If he were to want to kill himself, he couldn't possibly do it. There's no way for him to affect his own death. And so he would have to have someone assist him with that. That's what the case was all about, was whether or not he could do something like that. And, of course, a judge has come back, or in this case, Lord Justice Tolson, has come back and said that basically the state can't possibly allow this because it would be a major change in the law. And, of course, you know what he's not saying here is that we have an interest in keeping you folks alive. I'm not sure what the interest is because it's not like this guy's out making money and paying taxes into the system. So it's certainly not an interest from that perspective. But maybe there's some tax money going to him and so therefore he's, you know, receiving money from the system. And so there he's integral to that point. Like, what's the point of this?
Well, I gotta say,
stop people from doing this?
The state considers you to be its property,
yeah,
as evidenced by the fact that it taxes your labor. You can only take the fruits of the labor of things that you own. You know, you take a horse out and pull a plow with it, and you know, you grow some corn, you get the fruit of the labor of that horse.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the cow produces milk, you get the fruit of its labor. So,
but this guy isn't producing.
I understand, but if they are to allow this individual to do with it as he pleases with his own life, then the other serfs would believe that they were able to do with their lives as they please, and then they would go and do what they wanted to. You know, I mean, that's their whole shtick. Their whole shtick is we own you.
He says, as the judge, under our system of government, these are matters for Parliament to decide. The case differed from other right-to-die cases, which have focused on assisted suicide. Mr. Nicholson would be unable to take lethal drugs, even if they were prepared by someone else. For someone else to kill him would amount to murder, at least by legal definition. The rulings were welcomed by the group SPUC Pro-Life. Paul Tully from that organization said, quote, "Compassion and solidarity are humane and caring responses to locked-in syndrome. To legalize killing of those who are suffering would adversely affect many, many people." Really? How is that exactly? How would it adversely affect anyone at all for this man to take his own life? I get it. Like, his family members might be sad to see him go. They probably love him a lot.
They've had plenty of time to talk to him about it, though.
Right. And so as a, you know, as somebody who loves another person, you want what's best for that person. And that means you don't decide. You aren't in control of their life. You don't know what they value. And so you don't get to make that decision unless they've given you express permission to do so in some sort of life or death. You know, they're completely unconscious, kind of an emergency.
Trust.
Yeah, so you don't get to make that decision. So if your loved one has said that their life is terrible and that as much as they love you, they just don't want to live it anymore, then you should be respecting that. So therefore, who would possibly be affected in a negative manner? This guy's saying it would adversely affect many people if people who have locked-in syndrome, which is their, I guess, some, you know, British way of saying he's completely incapacitated.
I don't know. Maybe that's an aspect to some stroke that I've never heard of. I don't know.
Who would possibly oppose this?
Well,
855-450-FREE. Who would possibly oppose the idea of a human being be able to make their own decision about their own life.
Well, this is also speaks to socialized medicine. Because they have the, you know, their NHS or whatever it's called over there, their National Health Service, then he can only get those doctors. Or largely, he probably can only afford them. I don't know if there's any private doctors.
There are private doctors.
Okay, but he'd have to hire them. So you don't have the competition, so you don't have a Kevorkian out there who's willing to go set it up so that he can grab, you know, he can grab the cord with his teeth and pull a guillotine down on his neck or something.
Well, but you also don't have a legal market in any way, shape, or form for these services, so no one's exactly going to even be...
Well, Kevorkian was only convicted... Kevorkian was able to do his work... many times, it was until he actually killed somebody, he went one step further, and that's when he got convicted.
Which is what they're talking about here.
But he could, this guy could, perhaps, be put into a situation where he could do something himself. He could, you know, grab something with his teeth in order to turn it, and, you know, then turn on some kind of drip of poison or something like that.
Dr. Tony Kaland from the British Medical Association had this to say. He says the BMA does not believe that it would be in society's best interests for doctors to be able to legally end a patient's life. The BMA, he says, is opposed to the legalization of assisted dying, and we are not lobbying for any change in the law in the UK. But don't doctors have to take the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm?
First, they do no harm.
Right. But by denying the patient's desires... Is that not doing harm?
I don't think so. I think that do no harm speaks to doing no action because, you know, because taking action can often cause harm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But shouldn't the harm be defined by the patient?
Well, what if the patient isn't in the capacity to define it? What if they are
well,
in a coma?
Well, in which case, then the doctor would be the one making that decision.
Right, and then the doctor decides whether or not to kill a person in a coma?
In this case, this patient is deciding that. No, I'm not saying don't do no harm. I'm saying that when you have someone telling you, look, doc, I'm in terrible pain. This is horrible. I need you to help me. Well, in that case, you're not doing harm. You're doing what your customer's asking you to do.
Well, first off, all these doctors are government bureaucrats. I've never seen a government program that doesn't include mission creep. So when you turn the government over to the ability to kill when at the patient's will, then I don't think it'll be too much longer before the government's able to kill at its own will.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, in the United States, isn't it just Washington State that allows assisted suicide?
Maybe it's Oregon.
Is it Oregon? It's one of those up there. And that's it, as I understand it. 855.
It doesn't seem like they've been wiping people out there.
No. 855-450-FREE. Who could possibly oppose this? And why? What is the state's interest in keeping... Because they could make an exception for people that are terminally ill in their rules. What's their interest in keeping this man who's completely crippled, totally paraplegic? What is their reason for stopping him from ending his own life? And your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with wise foods
discount for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy, do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition of the show, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
And by the way, you can join us on our website, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com takes you there, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, you want the name brands, and you want them at the best prices. Who doesn't? Well, you can get the best prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're an outdoors enthusiast or you're buying one some stuff for one, make sure you go to ManVentureOutpost.com first, because they really do have everything, and they really do have it at the best prices. Certainly, there's some places you're probably going to be able to get it for a few cents more, or a few cents less, no doubt, at some time. But generally, ManVentureOutpost.com is the lowest. I've, me and some friends, we've all looked, and I've never been able to find a price lower. I'm sure you'll be able to find one somewhere. But it's ManVentureOutpost.com. I think you'll get the best prices there. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. They are family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's 5% off. They're already low prices at ManVentureOutpost.com with coupon code FTL.
All right, so I apologize. I said paraplegic before the break. Quadriplegic, I think, is a more accurate term for this man who basically has to communicate with by blinking his eyes. He's living what he describes as an absolutely horrifying life. He can't
So he can't even
stand
speak,
it.
Huh?
It's the claim.
Apparently
here.
Not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's really in bad shape. Maybe he can't even move his mouth. Can he eat?
It's not made clear in the story. The story is mostly just about the court case and what happened and why the state ruled in favor of the state and against this man's what should be, in my opinion, should be his right to take his own life. So
it's a fundamental right to life. Now, if you have the right to life, which pretty much any governing document around the world says, if you've got a right to life, then you have the right to take your own life. Because you have a right is an action of ownership. I have a right to drive my car because I own it. The thief does not have a right to drive my car. He does not own it. So therefore, I have the right to bash the window in on my car because it's my car.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't have the right to make my insurance company pay for it.
So, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andy, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So here's the deal. I can completely empathize with the libertarian viewpoint on the right to life and the right to take one's life. I mean, you guys touched on this a little bit, but I think the nuance comes mainly where, let's be honest, people can take their own lives. I mean, I guess if they have no motor function except their own eyelids, then perhaps they're a little more limited. But people can take their own lives. The real question in the vast majority of doctor-assisted suicide cases is whether someone can get someone else to take their life or assist them in taking their own life.
Well, and first of all, the reason why you'd want that to happen, even if you weren't someone who could only blink to communicate, is because maybe you wouldn't want to mess up. Like, if you put a gun in your mouth, there's a chance you're going to shoot back through your throat, and you might actually survive it. Or maybe you lodge a bullet in your brain or whatever. Like, a lot of the ways you can kill yourself are not exactly foolproof. And so would be value to somebody.
What you're talking about really is the right to not mess up. If you're really talking about the right to take your own life, everybody has that right. No one's going to get prosecuted.
That's not true. Apparently, the guy that
can only blink,
Andy,
doesn't.
But first of all, that statement is incorrect. If you try to take your own life and you fail, you absolutely will be prosecuted.
Okay. For attempted suicide, right? You can't get prosecuted for actual suicide.
Obviously, that's the case.
But listen, you've got to think of it as a stopgap against other people trying to infringe on your right to life. I mean, in reality, what we're talking about here is trying to keep you from having your will overborne by someone else. And these types of things are in the law all over the place in other areas. For example, areas that I believe you guys would probably support, like buffers against people getting their will overborne by the police in interrogations, right? Police can't force you to confess. And if they do force you to confess, it's thrown out because that's against the law, because it's a stopgap to keep someone else from overbearing your will. I've been in a lot of doctors' offices. I've seen doctors try to talk my parents into unplugging my brother from life support, you know? And they can be pretty persuasive, especially when, and this is a little cynical, I admit, but especially when the bottom dollar line is a lot better off for the hospital.
Let me see if I understand what you're saying here, Andy. Are you saying that we need to have laws against assisted suicide because you believe some doctor is going to override the will of their patients and just start killing their patients off?
No, they can be quite persuasive. And when someone's in a lot of pain, it's a lot easier.
So if somebody's persuasive, does that mean they've overridden the will of the other person?
Well, do you believe that cops override the will of people when they force confessions, even though they're not?
There's a difference between force and persuasion. So let's make sure we're talking about the same thing here.
Do you think someone can be so persuasive that they get someone to actually do something against their own interest?
Mark, you're a salesman for a living. You do sales professionally, and it's your job to persuade people to cut you a check and buy some ads on Free Talk Live. Are you overriding their will when they say yes?
I have mind control, so I'm able to actually go through the phone lines and twist their head. Let me make a point.
There's a difference between trying to get someone to buy something and trying to get someone to give up a fundamental right.
Right. Now, let me speak to you. I want to speak regarding the police situation. When police are doing their interrogation and they're able to get a confession from somebody who didn't do it, and this happens, and it happens, frankly, all of the time, sadly, especially when they're able to pile charges up. So they're threatening force. They pile the charges up, and then they say, hey, you just signed this, you only do 6 months, and then, you don't know that you're going to be on the sex offender registry for, but for another, you know, for the rest of your life. But the important part is that you're not allowed to leave. Like, there's a mix of persuasion and force when it comes to the police. I get what you're saying, that the doctors can be persuasive. Yeah. They're using the power of authority and expert.
And the knowledge.
They're an expert.
You guys got to remember here that the doctors have a lot more knowledge about these things. Another analogy you could make is a lot of public defenders are so overworked that when they get a case that they don't really feel like putting a lot of energy into, even though they might be able to win it, it's called dump trucking. A lot of lawyers, a lot of bad public defenders will just say, you should just plead out, because they don't feel like putting in the effort.
Happens all the time.
So what you're saying is people are just too stupid, right? Like, people are too stupid to be able to make their own decisions. They chose the... Hold on a second, Andy. They chose the doctor in the first place.
For years of medical practice, that's not stupidity. It's just... It's not your fault that you don't know all the nuances of...
No. You're saying that they're stupid. It's not. I'm not confusing stupidity with ignorance. You're saying they're too stupid. Like, they made the decision to go into this doctor, and they're just completely dumb, and they're not going to even question anything he says. They're not just going to take him at his face value, and if he says that they should end their lives, they're just going to go ahead and kill themselves.
You are putting words in my mouth. No, I'm saying that a doctor who is armed with way more knowledge will be able to make a much better case than anyone else. Sometimes people don't even know what questions to ask. I mean, look, I'm in law school.
So everyone should be prevented from making this decision for themselves because some people are too stupid, right, Andy?
No, because some people have too much knowledge and some people have none and can't defend themselves.
So everyone should be prevented from making this decision for themselves because some people aren't informed.
No, because they can make it for themselves. They just can't let someone else make it for them.
So this guy should live in a quadriplegic stupor, only able to communicate by blinking his eyes because some people can't make this decision on their own. Is that right?
No, because some people will not be able to make that decision on
so
their
we
own.
Should infringe,
that's exactly what he's
we
saying.
Should infringe on this individual's rights because other people can't cannot protect
we
their own.
Always having to destroy, you're destroying people's rights, Andy. Thanks for the call. You're destroying people's rights because of the lowest common denominator. Because some people might make the wrong choice, Andy says, you can't be trusted to make your own choices. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's exactly what he was saying. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and if you enjoy the program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to buy probably whatever you're looking for, because you'll be able to link into Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Click into the Amazon that's right for you at shop.freetalklive.com, and then just get your shopping done as you normally would. Get the same great Amazon deals you're used to, the huge selection, the dozens of categories, the free Super Saver shipping, the great customer service. It's all there. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, and therefore Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the right to take one's own life, but that's not the only thing that's on the table tonight. You can also bring up whatever you want. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Youngstown. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Hey. I called in last Monday, or this past Monday. My phone got kind of wonky at the break, and I couldn't stay on.
Oh, no.
This was about what happens if other people try to emulate a demo, and under the same circumstances I was talking about, there would be uneven application of the law if they did also not prosecute all these people.
So, for instance, you're talking about Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, who was convicted
right.
of wiretapping in the beginning of this week for recording some conversation with some government bureaucrats here in New Hampshire, which apparently is illegal, and it's absolutely ridiculous. But you were talking about if there was some, say, some copycats, like there already has been. William Kostrick, as I posted a video over at freekeen.com, has made a phone call to the very same police department, talked to the same police officer, recorded that phone call, and has published a video of him doing that. And has told the prosecutor he was going to do it, and has told the prosecutor he was going to send him the video. So basically, he's going to give the prosecutor all the evidence that he would need to bring some charges against him. So that has actually already happened. Your thoughts?
Well, I didn't know what to call it at the time, but what it really is, it comes under the Equal Protection Clause of Amendment 14 of the U.S. Constitution. If anybody has similar status under the law. In other words, if they're doing exactly the same thing, if the same conditions are there,
mm-hmm.
and they do not treat all parties exactly the same, then one or the other of them is going to be not under equal protection of the law. And there are a number of cases that I have found since Monday, and one of them involves a Kentucky. And it's usually, back when I was growing up, these had to do with mostly racial kinds of discrimination. And
so you're saying that if a Damo, if because a Damo was convicted of this, if they don't go after William Kostrick, the guy who did the same exact thing and sent the evidence, you're saying if they don't go after him, then that means that a Damo might have some sort of appealable point?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But how long would they have to make the decision on which to go after Bill Kostrick? I mean, wouldn't it be like the full length of the statute of limitations?
I do not know. I'm not a lawyer,
right,
so I can't speak to that. One of the most interesting cases, though, that I found online was in Kentucky, where it says Kentucky's seven-decade-old ban on grocery stores, gas stations, and other retailers selling wine and liquor is unconstitutional because it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. And this was a federal judge ruling.
Because liquor stores can sell wine, grocery stores can't, that somehow...
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Under the law, these are similar operations, whether it's a liquor store or a gas station or whatever. And because of that, they have to be treated exactly the same under the law. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but...
Yeah, thanks for throwing out that out there, Dave. Appreciate the suggestion. Anything else you want to share?
Sure. I was looking also at some things about the Bill of Rights of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard correctly, I am planning on moving to New Hampshire, and I've been kind of trying to gather a lot of data, and I've been watching stuff from Porkfest and on the list last...
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right. The last one, it was the activists panel, and somebody from Occupy New Hampshire was there, said that for the first time they were going to bring stuff to court based on the right of revolution. Do you know anything about that, whether that happened or what the outcome was?
I know that the Occupy folks, I believe, were found guilty of trespass. They are planning to appeal that. And that's a case that's happening out in Manchester, so I haven't really been following it as closely as maybe I would like to. So that's all I've heard there. I know that other people, you know, myself included, will be using this 10th Amendment thing, which is the right to revolution in New Hampshire. It may not exist in most other state constitutions.
Doesn't seem like something that a government would normally write into their, write into their governing document.
But I don't believe that I'm not sure it's ever made it to the Supreme Court. I don't think the New Hampshire Supreme Court has ever been asked to rule on the right to revolution. So we've yet to really see that case that goes all the way based on the right to revolution and you know, what excuse they will use to basically throw it down the well. Because, you know, I can't imagine, you know, any government agency, the Supreme Court included, is going to say, oh, oops, said he had a right to revolution, so...
I guess we lose!
Yep, drop the charges. So, we'll see what happens, and I'll let you...
Might
certainly
be really
let you
difficult
know.
To do that. Getting back to the New Hampshire... the reason I asked about that was because... If this one has never gone to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire, how many other articles from the Bill of Rights have never been tried in the courts?
That's a great question. I bet you it's a bunch of them, and I thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I look forward to having you up here, and then you'll be able to really look into all these details on your own. Tell us what you find out, and I appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. A lot of these cases, once it gets hot and heavy enough, and the government guys know that the person's not going to back down, in a lot of cases, they drop the charges. I mean, our guy Jason Talley from Talley.tv was arrested in a courthouse for having a video camera on his lapel, and he was dragged across the courthouse lobby floor as they were arresting him by the handcuffs, and it basically they dropped the charges they threw the case, actually, right when the case was about to begin. The jury had been selected, the case was about to start, and the prosecutor basically threw the case by saying, "Oops, I forgot to file a paper that I file on every other case. I forgot to file it here. Looks like we're just gonna have to call this one a day." And so, you know, if they don't prosecute you, if they end up dropping the charges at the last minute, you don't get to take that case up to the Supreme Court. You don't get to bring up constitutional challenges or bring up these amendments and take them that far.
What I thought was interesting about Jason Talley's case is, whenever you're dealing with the law enforcement and they're charging of people, resisting arrest is almost always tossed in. They'll give you resisting arrest for putting your hands too slowly behind your back.
Yeah.
Now, you were charged with resisting arrest. The jury found you innocent on that. And it's because basically you kind of bent forward when the officer was putting handcuffs on you or something like that.
I kind of went down. I crouched down and then got back up.
Right. And so it's...
I've seen people convicted of resisting arrest for less than that.
Right. And it's really this kind of crazy thing. But in this case where the state lost against Jason Talley, there was no countercharge of police brutality. They pulled this man by his handcuffs for several feet. I mean, it had to have been excruciatingly painful when they could have picked him up and put him in a wheelchair, which is what they normally do with noncompliant people. So, I mean, you know, it's this sort of uneven application of the law in those circumstances. They'll charge you with resisting arrest for, you know, yawning in their direction, but they won't charge themselves for police brutality unless somebody's missing a limb.
Absolutely true. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Adam's in Indy. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
What's your opinion? I want to get your opinion on the Rick Simpson story. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
The what story?
Rick Simpson?
Yeah, Rick Simpson, the guy. There's a documentary on YouTube. It's called Run from the Cure. It's a guy who takes cannabis oil and cures his cancer with it.
Oh, wow, neat.
Yeah, it's about an hour-long documentary. Really interesting. Second point, and I'll make this quick. How are the medical marijuana laws going in New Hampshire? Because I want to open up a dispensary whenever I do move to the Pre-State Project.
If you open a dispensary, you'll be breaking the law, and you will be a drug dealer. At this point, you know, New Hampshire is not a medical marijuana state, and
it's the worst in New England. Actually, New Hampshire's laws for marijuana, whether medical or non, is absolutely the worst in New England, which is embarrassing. And it's one of the reasons why we need more activists here to help us change that, because we're close. The medical provisions,
The medical marijuana has passed the House twice,
and
I believe.
Senate. They have passed. They haven't passed the Senate twice, but they have passed the Senate.
Yeah, wasn't it vetoed, too? I think I saw Libertopia, and they showed some court cases or something like that in that movie. So.
All that footage is pretty old on Libertopia. It's probably three or 4 years old at this point. But the last legislative session, it passed the House and Senate. It was vetoed by the governor, who is no longer going to be the governor after this election. He's calling it quits. So whoever the new guy is, maybe they'll be better on that particular issue, and maybe we'll see it happen. So we definitely need more people here getting active on that issue. And I thank you, Adam, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, we've had the very successful 420 celebrations here in New Hampshire, which have been in many cases absolutely epic and historic. We've had people smoking out right out in front of the State House for the last 3 years now with no arrests, no issues whatsoever. 855-453. We just need to take it to the next level. Number two's next. You take control.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No skills or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
My name's Bruno, and I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.